I had one of those moments recently where I thought about something that I have not seen in a while, and it made me very nostalgic for it. Do you guys remember those old infomercials or those like daytime TV commercials where it was like QVC, like the Home Shopping Network and stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, yes. The funny things that they would sell on there were, like, looking back on it now, I'm just like, I would have spent money on some of this weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, because I'm going to take it before anyone else can, if you're talking about QVC stuff, the one I distinctly remember is the guy falling off the ladder.
Oh, yes!
And it was just one of those things of, like, it was QVC, and they're like, this is what the ladder does, that you can put it up against the wall, you can do this. And then you just see the guy climbing, and then he falls off of it because he put that at the worst incline you possibly do, and they just pan away from him and just, and then they flash to pictures of the ladders. Like, this is what you're buying.
Oh my gosh.
And then there was another guy, because it was about the little giant ladders, because those were the big things at the time.
Those are good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you have to do it properly.
Right.
And the guy's like, look, you can set it up like scaffolding. And he's, like, crawling on top, and you see it starting to, like, fall a little bit. I'll post this, don't worry. It's really funny. And the guy just gets accordioned into it, and then they just do the same thing. Pan away.
Just turn up. You have to think that, like, the camera operator at that point was just like, holy shit, do I turn away? I don't know if I can.
You turn away, and then the price of the ladder stays up there, so you could still buy it.
Oh my gosh.
Man, all I know is that, like, demoing, like, complicated construction equipment on live TV with people who have no idea what they're fucking doing is just perfect TV.
Yeah. They always get, like some budding models, you know, to you know, display some of these things, and they're always so awkward. Like, it's, you know, the classic thing where it's like nobody knows how to operate anything in one of those commercials, and it's like, there has to be a better way. They have to do that, like, live. They got to be like, oh, this is how you use the scissors to cut fabric. It's like, yeah, just like scissors, man. I was going through, I looked up some here just to kind of, like, remind myself. But they have sold some of the most bizarre things, and they were clearly just, like, ideas that somebody had that no developer wanted to, like, take on, because everybody was like, that's a weird idea. Like, why are you doing that? There's, like, poo traps, which are, like, doggy bags that go on your dog's butt so you don't have to, like, pick it up. And, like, there must be a thing for that, but the fact that they had to sell it on QVC is really funny to me.
That's a million-dollar idea. I'm just saying.
That sounds like
if they can execute all that properly, that's a million-dollar idea.
Right.
That sounds like an Onion gift idea, like, fake gift box. Like, I used to get this from my friends. Like, I think I got one, my friend, like, something called the Vise Organizer, and it was, like, a head visor, but it had, like, pockets and folds for, like, your wallet and phone and stuff.
See,
and
that's,
it was, like,
funny.
It was just a box, but that's what you, like, package your gift in and then wrap it.
I've seen those.
And yeah, that's what that sounds like. Poop bags that you tie to your dog. That's
yeah. But I want to do this one year. Christmas has passed, but I want to do something where we all buy each other really shitty gifts, and we open them up like in the band for, like, Christmas or something like that. Horrible gifts. I think we could do some funny stuff with it. Because you could just give something like this and just be like, explain what you got. Try to explain what you just got. Mm-hmm. But there were some toys out there. Do you guys remember Fushigi?
I do remember Fushigi.
Are those the juggling ones or contact juggling balls?
Not necessarily juggling, but they were these, like, crystal balls that you would, like, flip around in your fingers and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's called contact juggling.
Because you don't throw it up in the air. It stays.
Yeah.
Curtis Connor did a really good video on it, because, like, I remember thinking it was, like, the coolest thing. You look like a wizard doing it. But, like, yeah, it's just, like, they sold stuff so hard back then on these channels. Just amazing.
Dude, you know what is almost even better than, like, the infomercials? It was the, like, there used to be one in the mall. It's gone now. It was As Seen on TV Stores.
Oh, yes.
Oh, those things,
those were so kick-ass.
Yeah.
I love those stores. Oh my gosh.
But because we can't have anything fun nowadays, they're gone.
Honestly, Jake, when you were talking about the contact juggling, fun fact, you know the movie Labyrinth?
Oh, yeah.
With David Bowie? Yeah, yes, that's sir. Actually someone else doing that.
I know. Him.
That, yeah. And so there's this guy hugging David Bowie. Yeah. So tightly won't contact juggling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, what's so wild about that is the fact that David Bowie couldn't do the contact juggling. However, the part where he goes from upside down around the edge of a platform to standing up, that's actually David Bowie. So it's just like he couldn't contact juggle, but he had no problem being like attached to like a flipping mechanism to like what?
I mean, one of those requires skills.
I think it's just the aura that he has as being David Bowie. He was like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm on As Seen on TV's website, and you can just buy things that are like that you see on TV. Like fucking rad.
I thought they went out of business.
There's a website, the Arctic Hat.
I'm going there right now.
The Arctic Hat, the perfect smile veneers. The Airhawk Pro, Arctic Air Ultra, the Everbelt.
There's a tire pump that looks like it's shaped like a drill, like a power drill.
Dude, light up shoelaces? Fuck yeah.
The Arctic Hat. I've seen that in stores as well.
I've actually owned that.
Yeah.
Wait, I have something akin to that seat cushion that supports your butt and your balls.
The Miracle Bamboo one?
Yeah, I'm sitting on one right now. Not that one, but I'm sitting on something like it. So must have sold well.
It's also also reasonably priced.
You guys see the ultra bright? You see the ultra bright garage light?
No,
it's like second to last.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's in my basement. Came with the house.
I will say, I guess I don't know how widespread Ollie's is, but they have a lot of this shit in their store.
Oh, like, that's a name. Oh my god.
Ollie's right is in PA.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably the only place that I've actually seen it, because I've heard of it, but definitely not around here.
Oh man, the fitness stuff on here is great.
You mean revolutionary and will change lives?
The Booty Max.
Hell yeah.
Personal favorite of, there's copper in your socks, that makes it better.
Yes.
Yep.
Man, this website is just the ultimate, like, did you watch fucking infomercials when you were younger?
Yes, yeah.
No, this one is actually really cool. It's a hidden wall safe outlet. So it's a miniature safe, and it looks like an outlet.
I've seen those, yeah. That's actually really cool. Yeah, that's a good idea, because if somebody's robbing, somebody's burgling my house, they're not going to try to peel apart the outlets on my wall.
Wait, there's a dog torture device on here.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it says stops annoying barking, and you just launch sound with sonic warfare against dogs.
Why don't people just listen to what their dogs have to say, huh? Is that so
That's
hard?
That's the real question. No, you just tell them to, you just be mean to them.
You just torture them physically.
You torture their ears. It makes them
so barking. I went to bestseller list, and there's the king of the modern infomercial, Flex Seal.
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, baby. I have absolutely used that, and it does what it says. And it does it well.
It does. I've used it too.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry. What a trip down memory lane.
We are all just looking at all of this stuff now.
It just scrolls forever.
It scrolls on forever. And all of it, HD vision, what the fuck does that even mean?
Personal favorite I've seen so far, Potato Express, the microwave potato cooker.
No, I have a Potato Express.
Okay, talk about it.
It's fine.
Okay.
it's just a cloth bag you put a potato in and you cook it. I mean, you know, a microwave potato, it's going to taste how it tastes. There's no getting around that.
But does the bag have copper in it?
Not.
Oh man, Tim, they have that credit card folding pocket knife on here that you gave me.
Yeah, I like just saw that too. Hey, I'm sure this is really interesting for us right now.
I was just gonna say,
yeah, right.
But I've ushered in some really bad radio.
Yeah, no.
Hey guys, look at this. You see it? Isn't it cool?
I can't stop looking.
I know.
Well, if there's one thing, one product that you can always rely on, but has never been seen on TV. It's the Dragon Punch Squad podcast.
Wow. Mm. That's a statement.
A statement.
Hasn't been seen on TV yet.
Yet. Eventually when the animated series comes out and we get...
Animated? What are you talking about? Live action. No, I want to see Kelly paint his body.
Listen, is this when we get Idris Elba, actually?
I was about to say, can we get Henry Cavill to do Benson?
To clarify, I was talking about Kelly playing Kesra. I just want to make that abundantly clear. I was talking about Kelly playing Kesra the Orc, not Kelly playing Sir Thorne, who we have established is played by Idris Elba. That's called blackface. It is racist.
Wait, what?
We want to make a hard stance that blackface is really fucking offensive.
Okay. I'm going to make a controversial statement here.
We ended the last episode with, let's do a little recap first off. Hold on. Let's do a little recap. You guys got to this island off the coast of Kintargo where you were, you got information, some intel that the Scarlet Triad was working here somehow. You infiltrated this base, clearly Scarlet Triad members here. You had found that there were, one building was boarded up to the point of where, like, you couldn't even see inside. Another one was the same way, but you heard somebody in there. And after skulking around, you guys decided that you were going to finally make a move and try to, like, do something instead of just watching. And the anticipation was delicious. How you guys feeling? Because you guys were talking before we started recording that you were like, this entire adventure now hinges on one of my dice rolls. So how you guys feeling?
I wouldn't say I'm afraid. I'm going to say I'm confident about this roll. He's just a guard. What can his will save be?
I don't know, plus 40 or something.
Whatever Jake wants it to be.
Exactly.
That is also true.
Dude's just like, can see in the fourth dimension, but he's like, yeah, I'll just be a guard.
He's so jaded because he sees all realities.
Life is pointless. I'm going to stand in front of this hall, guard a door.
Yeah. Malaria would probably just be like, damn, this guy's cool.
Yeah, I think we got this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm feeling good, too.
All right. As I said, I have rolled. I have a total here. John, can you remind me what your spell save DC is?
I will. I believe it is 29, but let me be very, very clear.
Just tell us the number, Jake.
This is a second level charm spell. This is being very slow. Why?
Oh, I actually...
I'm not very familiar with these sheets.
No, you're fine.
It's DC 29.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So you threw a stone, and this guy looked up at you. And you casted the spell.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he kind of like sits up a bit, and he's just like, hey. Hey, what's going on?
Yes. Yes!
I am here with a group of newer arrivals to camp, and we have some questions for you about the layout of the camp, if you wouldn't mind helping us out.
Oh, yeah, are you okay? I mean, it's cold and wet out here.
That's all right, we're held up in this building over here. Come with me.
Oh, sure, yeah. So he kind of goes over, and he kind of like shakes his coat out. He's like, oh, well... Weather, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's terrible. Now, me and my companions here have some questions for you. Would you mind answering them?
I can't say that I know too much. You know, that's, I'm just here to guard. I'm just here to guard these slaves, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, open to the group. Go ahead and ask away.
Just here to guard these slaves. Casually.
Just shows how evil they are.
Who is the leader of your organization?
So here in this camp, So there's like, I want to say there's like two, there's like two people that are kind of heading off everything here. Right now in the camp, let's see, there's some, okay. So, there's five of us, that are kind of like under, under one. There's two that are off, at the crystal mine. I'm so sorry. I don't remember your name. And he's pointing to Mialari because he has a kinship with her now.
My name is Susan.
Susan, gosh, I don't know why I didn't remember your name. I feel bad about it.
Darling, I don't know why you didn't remember either.
Okay. Well, so Warden Elga, she's the one she's the one who's here now. Taskmaster Thask, she is the one who's at the mine right now.
All right. And in these buildings, what can we expect if we were to look inside each one?
I was like, oh, you remember? Because you were... God, I'm so sorry. I don't remember, like, your position. Like, what, I forget, like, what you were... It's like... Oh, you remember, but like, okay, so here's the men, and then here's the women, and he points at the two buildings you're like directly behind. So they're clearly separating the two. He goes, okay. And there's like what they call like the warden's office. That's where they like process information, and he does that in like quotes, kind of like he's not sure they actually do anything in there.
And which building is that one? Did he point to?
The one directly north of those other two.
Okay.
They say processing information, but we're pretty sure they're just playing Mario Kart Double Dash.
See, that's what I heard. I could have swore that I heard the click clack of the controllers, but
Double Dash.
It's the best Mario Kart, and I will die on that hill.
That's a pretty good one.
You're not wrong.
I think I saw recently that was the first introduction to Toadette, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
it makes sense.
That. Yeah, which like blew everyone's mind because they thought that they were just like asexual or something, and they were like, "Wait a minute,
they're just fungus." I don't get it.
So yeah, he's like, yeah, so you know, playing games or whatever, but they say they're working.
I've seen a couple people go in and out of that hut or that house across the way by the fountain. Who's in there?
Oh, there's me, Caldus. There's also Rin. He was just watching the doors with me. But there's also Sava and Ivar. So they're both in there. And listen, remember, you don't want to wake the big guy.
Big guy.
What big guy? Where is he?
The big guy, the one with the third arm, you remember?
Oh yes, how could I forget?
Where is he right now?
Well, he's sleeping, because he took the cart up and the slaves for them to do their daily work, and then he came back. So we, we give him some ale, and then he passes out in the shed over there.
Okay.
And that shed is the one that they've been going in and out of, the one I'm pinging.
No, so the one that you saw the one guard go into, he's like, oh no, it's not that one. No, he almost sleeps outside. He's so big, and he points to the shed that's on like the other side. So it's like there's a bunch of carts, and then directly below that is like a tiny hut that looks like it probably fared the best out of all the buildings, but they haven't redid anything in it. Okay. Ben, there's no door on it. If you kind of get an angle, there's no door, but he motions to that one, and he's just like, make sure not to wake the big guy, right?
It's good advice.
All right, so we know if we're sleuthing around over on that side, we'd have to be careful. That's good knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could all gank the big guy pretty easily.
But.
Not easily, but I think the four of us with good stealth, if we all gathered around, we'd all get, I think you just get like an auto crit or something like that. I could all get an auto crit on him and take him out.
Is that how that works?
How many soldiers are in the encampment right now?
Like I said, there's one, two, there's four of us lowly guards, as they like to call us sometimes. But then there's a lady. She deals with like the tonics and the toxics and stuff like that. And then the ward, obviously.
All right.
And all the slaves are just in these two buildings down here, right?
Yeah. Well, there's some of the mine, but yeah, this is where we keep them. Otherwise.
On our way in, we saw a well-beaten path, so I'm going to assume that's the path to the mine.
Past the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside the wall.
Yeah. You kind of go up there. It's a few miles up, and you know it's all off to the right a little bit. But yeah.
All right. Can anybody else think of any questions for our friend here?
Maybe we should convince him to leave the camp. Go for a walk.
Take a walk.
As you know, is the customary. Be sure not to tell anyone of our conversation here, right?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if I'm cool, you're cool, right?
Why?
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, Warden's a piece of shit, so, you know.
Yes, we wouldn't want her to know we're here too early.
I honestly think she's a little soft.
Yes.
You mean like in the crazy sense, or...?
Nah, she just... doesn't just hit him enough.
Jesus All right, Christ.
So now we need to have him stand in the center of all of us while we kill him.
She's too soft. She doesn't hit the children hard enough. Yeah.
It's got to work those
She
calluses.
Didn't take away the puppies. She let the slaves keep the puppies. How disgusting.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else to ask.
I mean, yeah. I say we literally just kill him.
Where do we have him right now? In the left building?
Yeah. So yeah, he's in the building with you guys. I just didn't move him in there, so I will move him in there.
What I'm saying is we could have him be like, oh, can you check out that thing over there? While his back is turned from us, we all draw our weapons and we kill him.
Yeah, I agree. I think we have everything we're gonna know.
All right. Execution style.
Yeah, because I mean, like, if we keep him alive, then...
then he... yeah.
It's just a problem down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he literally just admitted to... I mean, he's not a good person, like, in any stretch of the imagination. There is no mercy for slavers.
He's a slaver.
But they're just bodies. Yeah. They're just bodies we can sell for money.
All right, we kill him. That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I would say at this point is that we have to make sure that he gets eliminated quickly before shouting or anything.
I imagine... because
these are thugs, right?
Yeah.
Because they got HP, like...
Yes.
I mean, we could all get a surprise round off on him.
Yeah. I mean, we could request for him to take off his armor, which would lower his AC.
Well, so here's the thing, is that he is friendly, he's not helpful. Yeah. So he doesn't mind talking to you, but he's not going to, like, you know... he might hold the door open for you, but he's not going to be like, I'll help you kill them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We ask him to take off his armor so it's easier to crit him.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sure one of us has diplomacy.
Yeah.
That we could request... request.
That's true. Actually, how long does it take for diplomacy to work on? Because I always wondered this. Like, could you theoretically get them to be friendly and then make an impression to make them helpful?
Hmm.
Like, isn't that part of that thing?
Let's check. Make an impression with at least 1 minute of conversation during which you engage in charismatic overtures, flattery. Good impression of someone to make them temporarily agreeable at the end of conversation. Attempt a diplomacy check.
Against their will, DC.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so...
so 1 minute, I guess.
I mean, you guys have definitely been talking for, like, a few minutes.
Right.
So... so yeah, what do you say to him? Actually, let's let's include this in the request to get him to take off the armor. Which one of you wants to make a diplomacy check?
I cannot find my diplomacy score.
My diplomacy is actually plus 20.
It's on the main page, John, under skills.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's under languages and above your attacks. So.
I get a plus 21.
Oh, you have a plus 21.
Oh, shit.
Plus we got the aid from Nolly stuff, so.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to kill. Yep. We're gonna literally crop. Kill this. Diplomacy.
Why don't you make yourself at home, get that wet armor off, and make yourself comfortable. We'll get you a nice cup of coffee.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, it's not like the most comfortable place. All right, go ahead and roll.
Yep.
And I will roll to aid.
Everybody roll to aid and stuff.
Oh, actually, no. Someone else has to aid so that because it only applies to allies to get the crit.
Okay.
So Thorne's just sitting there and be like, I'm just going to sharpen my sword real quick. Hope you don't mind.
Sharpen your lance.
Yeah, my lance.
Oh, no, it is me or a member of her crop. Okay, perfect.
So what is that, a plus two?
Let's see. I think I aid with a 22.
Oh, yeah, that,
yep.
That should aid.
That's a crit, so
that's a crit,
plus
then,
two.
So plus two. Mm-hmm.
And I get okay. I can aid as well, so that would be a 25. So low roll, but...
Is that another plus two?
I don't think so, because it's a certain type of bonus, and you only take the highest of a certain type of bonus.
Oh, okay, so...
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, with my diplomacy mm-hmm. and a natural 17 on the die, mm-hmm. that is a 40.
More than a super crit. he's just like, oh, you know what? This leather armor has gotten tight. I think I think I gained a little bit of weight, and so he starts like undoing it, and he puts the leather armor like upright, and then he goes to like take off his shirt because it's like soaking wet, and he throws it over a rafter, and he's like oh, you know, it's cold and everything. He was like, but it feels good to not be like soaking wet this whole time.
I like to think he's like taking off his armor, and meanwhile, Nolly is just standing behind him with her like sling, yeah. Two hands above her head with a rock in it. It's like it's Looney Tunes.
Oh my god.
Any minute now.
Yep, we're gonna get you that coffee.
Yep. Just splashes hot coffee like right on him.
Alright, we gonna just roll to kill this gentleman?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So he goes over to the window with the cup of coffee he gave him, and he's just like, you know, maybe the asparagus isn't that bad.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and then you just hear of the sling.
All right, so let's all roll initiative, and then you guys will get a surprise round before initiative.
Yeah,
actually happens.
Heck yeah!
Oof,
okay, I'm great. Getting the bad rolls out now. That's what
I'll take
telling
it.
Myself.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Not a great roll for me. But with the surprise round, I think we'll be all right.
Okay. And then I believe... I think he takes a minus because of it. Is that true?
Sure.
Am I remembering that incorrectly? Hold on.
You can minus him however you want. He's naked.
Oh, sure.
Drinking coffee, looking the other way.
let me see. No hostile actions. Oh, well, it's the hostile actions against the will. Or if there are hostile actions, then he gets a plus four to the will save. But that hasn't happened.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I guess
he would snap out of it as soon as he gets pummeled by all of us.
Right. The first attack, he will get pummeled out of it. Yeah. So okay. All right. So I will roll for his. Okay.
This is ridiculous. I really hope we crit like something awful.
Uh-huh. All right. Going around the table, Nolly.
I got a 23.
Laria.
26.
No, Laria.
Oh, oh, Loria. I thought you said Malaria. Okay.
I know. They're quite similar.
Yeah, they are. A 36.
36. All right, and you said 26, John, for me, Loria?
Yep. Okay. 7 on the die.
Okay. And Sir Thorn?
26.
26. Okay, so even, unfortunately, I've rolled well. So Loria does go first. You guys were around him, so you can move yourselves around him. Loria does go first.
So do we, I thought we got a surprise attack.
I was going to say, so and everybody, okay. Everybody take your turns, and gotcha, then, and gotcha, then he, gotcha. He will be, yeah.
Gotcha, understood.
All right, where am I? Oh, there.
Yeah, so when we're doing the surprise round, which is the four of you, and then when we come back around, then he'll get to get his initiative in. So
understood.
Okay. So Loria, you go first in the surprise round.
Okay. I'm trying to move over there. Someone else can be flanking on the other side to benefit this. All right. So while he's sipping this coffee, you know, thinking about life, she is rearing up a nice whopper of a right hand.
Uh-huh.
And just goes right for his balls.
Yep.
As a rogue, she's going for it. So that is a 36 to hit.
Yes!
Yeah, being flat-footed, that is a crit.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry, Jake. When you said for this melee ability that you gave her, it says the old 1-2. Is that like a one action, what is that called?
That's just what she calls her melee fist attacks.
Okay, yeah. I was just wasn't sure if it
give
was...
Give him the old 1-2.
Give him the old 1-2. so that's a crit. Awesome.
Yep.
So she's going to do... Where's the crit damage? Oh my god. Where is modifiers? Everywhere. Base damage 2d6 plus 6, and that plus sneak attack damage, which will be 2d8 as well. Okay. I think. I'm trying to go from her ability that you had sneak attack.
Yes. Because if you have sneak attack in there, it'll
be. Oh, yeah, because I would say, like, during that entire time, she was. I think it was your last episode. If not, it would just be this episode that she drank her special brew, which makes her special damage up a damage die, which would be the precision damage.
Yep.
Sick.
So
I was about to say, my sneak attack's only 2d6.
Oh, yeah, no. So this was due to her inner insight coffee lesser.
Mm.
And no, not insight coffee. God, I'm getting them all mixed up here.
Insight tea, was it?
No.
It's in the log.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right here. For 1 hour after you drink inside coffee, use D8s instead of D6s for extra damage.
Yep.
Amazing.
So
That's incredibly good.
Yep.
So that was 18 points of regular damage, and then the 2D8s, that's 13 more damage. Wait, 13, and then actually double that. So that would be... So 26 points of damage.
Okay.
So, fun shit. Right where it hurts activates. Where debilitates them in one main ways. If she critically succeeds on a strike, she can inflict one of the following on the target until the end of their next turn. Blinded, clumsy, confused, dazzled, deafened, enfeebled, frightened, sickened, stunned, or stupefied.
Wait, what?
I'm thinking stunned.
Amazing.
I'm thinking stunned just to take away an action.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter, like, I can't... I was trying to think if I could silence him, but I can't. Like, a throat punch would have been really cool, but...
I mean, blinding him would be pretty bad.
Yeah, blinding him, but he could still scream and shit. I'm just taking away an action that he cannot use.
No one's gonna hear him scream.
Yeah. So, either way, she punches him right in the balls. He's gonna be stunned one at this point.
Yeah. I mean, that would stun me.
Yep, it would stun most people.
Taking a full shot to the nads, pretty lucky I only get stunned
from
one.
From a rogue, getting precision damage. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's just going to punch again. Because, fuck it.
Alright.
She can keep getting the sneak attack damage, actually, from this. That should be... It's agile, I think, right?
Yeah, 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 it'll be agile, because it's just your regular fist attack.
So 29, I believe?
29 is a hit.
Beautiful. That works for me.
And obviously, you can only use the right where it hurts once a turn, so you can't, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but she still does sneak attack damage for each hit. So, ooh, that was pretty good. 17 damage on the regular 1-2 punch. That was...
Okay.
Six and a five. Okay.
Sheesh.
That'll do it.
And another 2d8. 14 points of damage. Sneak attack.
Oh my god.
Yeah. She's racking them up here. And definitely going to miss on the last one. 22.
Yeah, a miss on that one, yeah.
Flanking, flat-footed, all that stuff.
Yep. Okay. So... After that, it comes to Mialari. We're still in the surprise round. So,
all right, I'm gonna stab this dude.
Okay,
right in the. That's probably a crit.
Okay.
38.
Yeah.
Natty 19 on the die.
That's a crit.
Okay, and that will be with sneak attack damage. Just rolling with my... Okay. So that's 4d6 plus 6. Ooh. 23 points of damage and then doubled.
46?
Oh my god.
I don't think it's going to get to my turn.
6, a 4, a 2, and a 5 plus 6.
Probably not going to get to your turn. Okay.
And so, that was my first, actually.
I was going to say it was your first one.
Is this an... It's an agile weapon, right? It's a rapier.
Yes. Dude, rapiers definitely are, yeah.
Oh, 5 on the die. Damn it.
Ah.
And last one.
What? They don't have agile on the rapier, but they do have finesse, which allows you to use your dex modifier instead of your strength. So that's where that comes in. But still,
17 on the die for my last strike. I'm trying to figure out exactly what my
So without it being agile, it would be
plus 9. Plus so 26.
26. Because he's off guard, that is actually a hit.
Dang. Damn! And I still get sneak attack?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember there being a rule that like sneak attack is only like once per turn.
No, because you've done it multiple times on us before.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That was a not a good damage roll. 5, a 1, a 2, and a 2 for 16 points of damage.
Okay. He is barely up. I mean barely.
Alright, Sir Thorn.
It is your turn, Sir Thorn.
Whirl around. Lance comes in. And I get a 31.
That's a hit.
Great.
Dropping him with that lance.
Lance. There's a d8.
It's a lance.
Ooh, great damage. So that'll be 20 damage.
He has 3 left.
Oh my god.
So he is he gets uppercutted right in the sack, and he goes knocks the wind out of him. And then he gets stabbed a few times in the shoulder, and then where does the lance go, Kelly?
Right in his testicles.
Keep punching.
Skewer him to the wall by his balls.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to think as he's dying, he's probably like, you guys would make great slaves.
Oh my god. We're not so different.
No, that can't be your dying words.
Damn it, you ruined everything.
Molly just rips out his throat.
You guys aren't soft like the warden.
Curious, have you heard of the game Dispatch?
Yes.
Yeah, so there was the one character that he's like a short, like strong guy, and his one special move is just punching people in the dick because he's like 3 foot something.
Dude, for those of us that have watched Chainsaw Man, do you remember the scene where they're kicking the dude in the nuts repeatedly?
He's like, I hope you're in heaven looking down on us as we're enjoying every moment of kicking this guy.
Or just the DBZ abridge where they're fighting Mechanical Frieza and they just keep punching Vegeta in the dick. Yeah. So why do they keep kicking me in the dick?
His genitals have been thoroughly pummeled. And not in a good way. Combat is officially over. You guys have a corpse to deal with now.
A couple more of those and I might start feeling bad about myself.
Alright, and now, Malari, I think you found your next year calling. Just started bringing them back here one by one. We'll take care of them real quick.
Yes, well, I have a certain number of spell slots, you see.
Well, I suppose we'll have to choose our marks carefully, then.
Yes, at least we got rid of this one.
We could go to the office and try to cut the head of the beast off. Or we could go cabin to cabin, freeing who we want. I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we could get all the slaves out and just, like, escape. I mean...
But where?
We came on a boat.
We could shove them into the water and make them swim home.
Our boat is like a dinghy, right? It's, like, barely fit us. So we didn't bring, like, a vessel.
No, I meant the ship that we came on.
Yeah, I'm saying our boat wasn't that big.
Yeah, our dinghy.
Yeah. Especially, like, they're, like, malnourished and... Well, there's a deck and a below deck. How many people could it fit there, Jake? What do you think?
A sloop? Sloops aren't that big. Okay. Remember, you were... This is a reconnaissance... Well,
right.
Yeah, so it was meant to just get here and, you know, see what's going on.
All I'm saying is you said that we went underneath...
So that's what I'm saying. There is a below deck. Let me see.
I'm just thinking logistically, we would have to get all these slaves out without the guard being alerted over in the tower.
Statistically, it's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I forgot about the guard at the watchtower.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was like, so we'd have to either get over there, get past... Yeah, it's just too many factors right now.
Unless we dig a hole underneath the wall right next to this building, we can just ferry him up that way.
And this building to the north on our side of the camp, that was the office?
Yeah.
Correct.
The administrator's office, was it?
The warden.
There's no. Are there no windows on that building?
There were no windows on that one. No.
What?
There's like no windows on like any of these buildings.
What if we like barricaded that door and lit the building on fire?
In this heavy rain, though.
Yeah. And heavy rain is the problem on that one.
Once it got started, right? Then we'd be fine. Sure. It's the problem is getting it started.
Jake planned for this. It's like try lighting this on fire.
You guys haven't mentioned this, but the I have a rain effect right now going on Foundry.
Oh, yeah.
Sick. Oh, it's been set in the mood the whole time.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that wants to take the four sneakies, go to the big man that's sleeping outside, and gank that one. Because I don't want to deal with whatever that whatever the big guy is. I don't want to deal with it awake.
Does anybody want to try to roll a knowledge? I guess
yeah,
you
want
to sneak over there and see what it is, but does anybody want to try to roll that?
If I can, I will.
Information? Or are you just...
It did say, well, it's going to be at a good negative, but I'll say that they said big guy and three arms.
Right.
So, what check, I guess?
Go ahead. I was gonna say do society because they said it was big guy and they gave him ale, so they refer to it like him, like he was a person. So
I got a pretty all right society roll.
I got a nat too, so move along.
I got a 15 on the die, so that's a 35.
I got,
which might not do it, but
yeah, I got 32.
So the 32 does it, but the 35, however, even with the negatives that I was giving you, you're like, big guy, three arms. And they talked about how like he was scary when he was angry and blah, blah, blah. So like, you're like, it sounds like an Aethach. So a towering and brutish giants known as Aethaches are reviled for both their monstrosity and their cruelty. Beyond an Aethach's filthy habits, this giant is made stronger by the gangly third arm that protrudes from their torso and ends in a twitching, long-fingered claw.
Ugh.
So they have regular giant, you know, humanoid-like hands on their two arms, and then the third one is like not. It doesn't look humanoid like as much. It's really gross. It looks like a hag claw. Like that's what it looks gross. Also, huge tusk-like fangs descend from the Aethach's upper jaw and prop their mouth open, leaking long strands of viscous drool that people believe to be toxic.
Poison element. All right, I am all for trying to gank this dude from the side.
Yeah, it's just a question. So we're like the distance between the warden and the shed is like 135 feet. So that's significant, and it's downpouring. So there's a lot of sound dampening that would go on, that would make going into the warden's office. As long as we could go in there, barricade, take out. That it is viable.
Well, assuming we can get in and barricade before it goes sideways, I'm not confident in that.
Yeah.
We're not just going to be able to walk. Wait, it doesn't matter how good a stealth we roll. If they're just sitting
there. Why do we
need
to barricade? We'll just be in front of the door.
Right.
We are the barricade.
I mean, like, block the door.
Yeah, that'll be us.
I just don't see us doing that and remaining stealthy.
So maybe
this was just a guard.
Yeah.
Whatever's in that admin office is going to be bigger.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Especially if the warden is there.
And I'm not even confident we'll be able to quietly take out this
big dude
lumbering giant thing. I'd just rather have a chance of doing that.
Right.
Well, I don't know how bad news.
I don't know. This warden's office is like pretty far away from everything. I mean, unless somebody crosses the courtyard while we're in there, I don't think anybody's going to hear anything. We're far from the guard tower. We're far from that other building that seems to have guards or something.
Mm-hmm.
I say we just take out the office here.
All right, I'll go with you guys.
You're saying like this building, right? The north one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that is probably good to do. Plus, we can sneak into it, I think, fairly easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
We could do a pincer maneuver. One go in one door, two go in the other.
Yeah, what is that other? Is that another? Is that a door on the other side of it, or is that nothing?
That's a vestigial drawing.
Okay, so there is only one way in, one way out.
Yep.
Yeah, because Sir Thorn can fall the expert.
Yeah, I can get a plus 13 over there. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, you have the best stealth, right?
22?
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay. I will lead the way then.
All right, so you guys are going to the administrative office?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, we are.
That's right.
Okay. All right, go ahead and roll me stealth checks.
Come on.
Oh, I'll be just fine.
Ooh, Mo, I've been rolling so low, but I rolled really good.
Hey. I'll take it. That was 16? Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm good.
37.
Okay. Mostly looking for Sir Thorne's roll here.
Yeah.
21.
Everybody else 21. Shut up.
I didn't roll very well.
21. Okay.
20. Yeah.
So you go walking out, and you you go walking past the. So you have to go out the door and then walk past the one slave building in order to get to the administrative office.
Right.
And as you walk by, your armor kind of clanks for a second. And, you know, doesn't bother you that much because the fact that it's like you're way over here and stuff like that. But you hear somebody inside who seems to go, "Whoa! Leave us alone. Done enough."
Why don't we just leave him alone?
Yeah.
Yep, we'll just leave him alone.
Well, geez, he asked nicely.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Let's leave these fine people to their slaving.
Well, that might be a
prisoner. Yeah, it's definitely a prisoner.
But, right. You know, we'll come back to them for sure.
Okay. you guys make your way up to the administrative office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you able to move us there?
You can't move you?
It says colliding with a wall.
Yeah, I think you phased us in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm trapped in this glass case of emotion.
Hey, let me move you guys.
Yeah.
Let me see.
That was Jake's plan. He's like, "Ha ha, this was a trap."
There you go. You guys should be able to move out now. I made them terrain walls so that way, you know, they obstructed, but you could still see. Okay. All right, you guys get up to the administrative office. It's a pretty standard door.
Well, that's the most standard door I've ever seen.
Yeah. Picture a door in your mind. There it is.
Oh, shit.
There it is. I feel like Nale should bring up the... I didn't mean to go all the way out there. I feel like Nale should bring up the rear, because I have range, right, and I have the best stealth, so I can kind of hug this wall and hide.
So while me and Thorn breach the door, you can hit us in the back of the head with rocks.
So what I want to actually do...
Okay.
Is I want to knock on the door, and I want to be ready to use my ability Deliverance.
Oh! Hell yeah.
You wanna tell the audience what that ability
Sir is? Sir Thorn levels his lance and takes a running charge into a line of targets. You may move up to your speed in a straight line, make a melee attack against each target in that line. If the attack hits, the target moves with you as if shoved. If the attack misses, the target is moved safely aside while you continue your movement. So either way, I'll be in the room, either pushing somebody to the back wall or clearing a way for everybody to come in, and I'll be behind everybody.
That's such a good ability.
That's sick.
Such a fun ability.
Yeah, so door opens, and I'm just ramming my lance through and charging into the room.
Yeah,
that works.
I love that.
I am right behind Thorn.
All right, so you knock on the door first.
Boom. You said you're right behind Thorn. Let's get our
characters. I'm trying to move my character, and it's moving everybody at once. So.
Okay, there you go.
Just put me right behind Thorn.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go. We're ready.
All right. So, Kel, you knock.
Boom, boom, boom.
You hear somebody go, "What?"
Papa John's.
Fucking finally. Took weeks for you to get here.
Yeah, let's go.
30 minutes or free my ass.
Let's go. Let's go. Got delivery here.
Warden Elga. That's super. Okay. We could say that. We also know that Saren. We could try to imitate. You could try to imitate Saren's voice, just like gruff voice. Like, "God, Saren. I need to speak to Warden Elga," or something like that.
First, I'm just gonna say delivery.
What? What do you mean fucking delivery?
It's from Saren.
Okay, well, what? So, go ahead and make me a deception check.
It's a note that says, "Check once if you like me."
Oh.
19.
All right.
Assuming Sir Thorne is not good at lying.
Yeah, famously,
talk.
I famously could have told you that paladins suck shit at lying.
Right, here's the thing. Why wouldn't she open the door?
When I hear someone knock on the door,
it's like in my cozy camp, I'm not expecting to get rammed by a spear. Just open the fucking door.
Right, no, so, exactly. Yeah.
What's your suspicion?
I'm right next to the door. I have quick movements, which lets me not trigger any reactions by using the thievery skill. So I could quickly unlock the door and then just let Sir Thorne in while this like thing is going on. So while you guys are talking back and forth, I'm going to deftly check to see if the door is locked. And if it is, I'm going to attempt to unlock it and push it open for Sir Thorne.
Right, I can also do that from range.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you are able to... So it's not locked. You can just tell.
Well, I just opened the door for Sir Thorne then.
All right.
Just like going back and forth. I give them a nod because like they're not coming to the door, so we're going to go to them. Yeah.
Well, one of them was coming to the door.
Oh.
So
the something.
Poisoner is right there. And you, there's no inside map of this place, but okay. There's another person off to the side that's like right around the corner, and she's sitting at a table. And you can see that they're playing cards.
Yeah,
plenty
of movement.
Uno specifically, I'm going to ram through both of them.
No.
Okay. It has to be in a straight line, so she's out being around the corner. You wouldn't be able to.
I got a straight line towards her. Look at her.
Yeah, she's like around the corner though. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a map of the inside. I'm just saying that like the table is like just around the corner, so you wouldn't be able to like turn. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to use that, you can use that, and then it'll get you and the poisoner all the way to the back of that room. All
right.
To then be a melee.
That might be good.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, I'm still giving you that, but you just wouldn't be able to hit
natural 20
with that ability.
Oh my god.
Checkmate.
So first off, let's roll for initiative here, because I want to make sure that you guys will get your surprise round off, and then we'll go into initiative there. So let's start rolling. Make sure everybody's in here.
And for all we know, this could be the warden. So I'm gonna throw on the old classic.
Okay. And roll perception for these two. Laria, what'd you get?
29.
Sir Thorne?
27.
Okay. Nolly?
29
as well. And Milari?
Milari, clearly thinking of like Elkwood's abs or something, got a 21.
It just goes, God, they're so fucking tight. I mean, whoa, wait, what's going on?
This bug happens.
All right, so going first in surprise round initiative is Laria.
Oh, beautiful. I was about to say Malaria again.
Oh, well, hold on. Let's have Sir Thorne go first.
Should we resolve Sir Thorne? Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's do Sir Thorne's thing first, so that way we can like make sure that like it goes in order that way. So,
right.
Because you guys were yielding to whatever after his thing anyway. So, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so then Sir Thorne's turn, and then everybody else.
Right.
All right, natural 20. I got...
Yes.
For piercing, muscle severed, normal damage. Until healed, the target is clumsy 3 and enfeebled 3.
Oh, wow. That's fucking okay. Good.
That is well worth normal damage.
And lances get deadly D6, or deadly D10. Wait, sorry, was it D10 or D6? Deadly D8, actually.
Sorry, you said clumsy and
clumsy and enfeebled 3, both.
Enfeebled. Jeez, okay.
Man.
That's brutal.
And I got 25 damage.
Okay.
With the deadly.
And she's at the wall, right?
And I, we're both
and
at the wall.
Yes, both of them are at the wall.
This is so freaking cool.
So tight-ass quarters here, but you shove in through, knocking shit over all over the places. You just charge with her.
You're gonna have to move me inside the wall.
Right. Yep. Really annoying is that my left click on my mouse is like starting to give.
Actually, move me back one. I have a lance with a reach, so I don't have to go all the way.
There okay. Okay, and then. Alright, so that was yours. So, Laria, it is your turn in the surprise round.
Okay, so she is going to see this wonderful action and dive in as well, but we'll say to Malari, make sure you close the door before we all get inside. You're going to have to move me in as well. Because in one action... she will move. I guess we could take the poisoner out, or should I just try going after this Abin? This.
If
I'm gonna go for the poisoner, if you want to go for main squeeze.
But if we all take out the poisoner, then we can get. Then we can really surround.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So move me in there, Jake, next to the poisoner.
I've deleted the walls so that way you guys can just move yourselves.
I cannot.
I can move in. Oh. I could get
for everyone except Mark.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, Mark, you're good.
Wait. It's just lagging for me.
Oh. There it is. All right, so you move in behind the poisoner first. Got it.
Okay.
That sweet flank.
Sweet supply. Blah, blah. So first action was moving. Second action, she's just going to punch, like, right in the back of the head if she can. So that is... not crit, but 34.
34. Because of being enfeebled and off guard, that is actually a crit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, buddy. So, crit damage. Let's go. Alright, so I'm gonna have to do this separately. Oh my god. What the hell?
Hmm.
5, 10. That was a 32 damage? Bludgeoning damage? That was just for the regular hit. That's not even a sneak attack.
Ooh, okay.
So then
do sneak attack as well, then.
Sneak attack is 12 damage. Doubled is to 12.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So that would be 44 points of total damage, and she's going to... I don't know. Should I just blind this one? Yeah. Blind. So would that affect... her AC even more, or
I think that off guard, everyone's
okay. That works.
Or she's off guard. Everybody.
Yeah, so
that's great. That's great for me.
Yeah, so that punch in the back of the head just rattled her. What is that called? The occipital lobe, or
right?
I think it's correct. I'll say. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But no, doctor. Just play one. But yeah, no, just right in the back of the head, just blinds. Boom. Yeah. For like an entire turn until her end of her turn. So one more attack, why not?
Yep.
Here. Oh, that's definitely a miss. Okay, never mind. That's a 4 on the die.
So. Okay, got it.
You didn't do enough damage with that first attack. I feel bad.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just using my fist. I'm not using a weapon. My fists are the weapons.
Nolly, it is your turn.
Yeah, Nolly gets in, sees the work that Laria is laying out, and is like, fair play, Laria. Let's see if I can match it. And going to slingity sling. Oh, good. Okay. I thought it was a 2 at first. It rolled to a 19.
Oh, my God.
On the die.
This is a crit.
Let's go. 37.
That's a crit.
Oh my gosh, I'm holding so much dice brought to you by Black Oak Workshop or Dice or Treasure.
Oh yeah, we forgot about that.
And, oh man, about to wreck. Because this is, it's get doubled, baby. Oh my gosh, oh my, oh! This is so good! 7. plus 734. 34 times 2. 68 points of bludgeoning. Oh my God.
68.
Shoot.
68.
Jesus.
So when your current character like inevitably dies to him, can you just come back?
Yeah, bring it on.
I mean...
okay, so the poisoner only had 66 left.
Oh my God.
Oh, perfect. Dropped.
So she just gets dropped immediately.
Amazing.
So she gets skewered, pummeled in the back of the head, and then the bullet from your sling staff just hits her in the neck, and you just see her just go, and just blood pours out.
Well, she was the sick one, wasn't she? So I guess we cured it.
Yeah, you can't be sick when you're dead. Mialari, it is your turn.
So Mialari is going to run in, be like, I'm going to, and just see the crumpled, beaten corpse of this poor woman. She's like, ugh. then.
There's the door.
Is it going to take me an. I can't seem to move without moving everybody at once, so just get me to where I'm flanking.
Okay, so you want to be on the other side of the warden? Okay.
Yeah. Man, having 30 feet of movement is awesome.
That's nice, right?
I'm very unfamiliar with that.
Okay. You are flanking with Laria on the warden. But
I have a... Oh, never mind.
Okay.
No, go for it. What's up?
Well, it's just the door. The door is open.
It would take me an action to shut it?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all... In hindsight...
I'll shut it.
You'll shut it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want this one running out easily. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she can still open the door herself.
It's an action.
Like we're making it impossible.
It's still an action to do it, so.
Okay, 33.
Okay, so, hold on, so wait, you had to step in, close the door, and then it's one, and then and then it would be another action to move it, to move into position. So
why would it be an action to just get inside?
Because you had to step in, then close the door.
That's not just like, one continuous movement?
I mean, there are people who home rule that if you haven't used your full length of your action, you can take another move action while you're moving, but I don't know. I don't know if we subscribe to that or not. That's why I was thinking, like, maybe I should have held my turn for Mialari, because I only did two actions. I moved in and I slung. Whereas if I moved in...
No, it's okay. I got this. So I'm going to ignore closing the door. I'm going to run straight in to where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm going to attack, which was a 14 on the die. So that is going to be plus... 14, 19. That's 33, right?
Sounds right to me.
Yep.
Okay, so it's a hit.
And since I have surprise attack and I'm going before her, that's an extra 2d6.
Yep. Heck yeah.
And wait, do surprise attack and sneak attack stack?
Surprise attack just means that if someone hasn't gone in the round before, you get sneak attack on them.
Yep.
Or they're flat-footed to you.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, rolling for damage. Jesus Christ, 6622. That's going to be 22 points of piercing damage. And I use Mage Hand as my last action and shut the door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is Mage Hand one action?
Oh, no. It's like it's the...
Is it?
It's, no.
Is
she it? Has the she has the thing.
Yeah.
Or, it's called? Still two actions to cast it.
God damn it. All right.
Ranged Legerman. Mialari can use telekinesis to perform manipulate actions that use the thievery skill at a range of 30 feet.
Someone say if they were cool. Still be closing a door.
Well, yeah. I was going to say it's definitely just a manipulate, but it doesn't say what action it takes to do that. It doesn't say like how many actions it is to use.
Range legendary. Yeah. It just says to perform manipulate actions.
Well,
that use the thievery skill,
and that's up to Jake then.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say. No, and the reason being is because if you look at her spell, she does have telekinetic maneuver, which I think is what they're like trying to like that like her telekinetic ability can be used at 30 feet to do manipulate actions like thievery. Okay. So I think that's the intended purpose behind that. But I'll say this too. Even if you guys don't close the door right now, doesn't mean that you can't close it when your turns come around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're just going to have to wait.
Yeah.
An extra thing. So I will just swing. Need to check my thing. That's a 30. 16 plus 14.
Okay, that's a hit, yeah.
That's a good sign.
It's all, heck yeah.
I love it when the second roll is better than the first attack roll. 15 points of damage. Not very good damage roll. But plucking away.
Alright, so, surprise round is over. It does come to the warden's turn. So top of round two, she rolled really, really well. So she is going to realize that she is surrounded. So she is going to... what's that?
Because Sir Thorn and I, are we blocking or no? I know there's a bunch of half spaces. Last time we talked about half spaces, we weren't supposed to move through half spaces.
It was really funny.
just saying.
So now here's the thing, is that she is, she's going to grab, she want to grab that first, hold on, let me see. Okay. She's going to grab a weapon. Let me show you her picture, by the way. So she's got this like armor on that she doesn't have like the helmet on, but she's got, you know, all the other stuff, and she has some manacles, but she has a man catcher, which is like it's a pole with like a ring of spikes at the end of it, and it's what you can hold people with, men specifically. It does not work on women. But so this man, so she grabs this man catcher, but then she turns to you, Milari, and she goes to cast a spell.
Wait, what?
Interesting.
I take an attack of opportunity. Reacting to strike.
She's a man catcher.
Man catcher. rolled like poop. 26.
Sure, that's a miss.
I guess I don't get attacks of opportunity, Jake, or no?
No, you do, if you have.
I just don't know the character.
It would say reactive strike.
Wait, what did Thorn just use to get an attack?
Reactive strike, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Nope. But
I don't think I have that.
No, you have nimble dodge, which helps boost your AC when someone tries to attack you.
Freaking sick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But so she is going to lay something on you. Sorry, I'm navigating to it right now. So she's going to look at you, and I need you to roll a will save.
Okay, I'm pretty good at will. Oh, not with that roll.
You do have a hero point.
You do.
Do I use the hero point here?
I don't know what type of thing this is, so.
I know.
Unless you guys think a 26 would work.
I don't. It didn't beat our AC, so probably not.
All right, I'll use the hero point.
Ooh.
Thirty-two is a success.
Okay.
So,
hero point well
she
used.
Looked at you, and all of a sudden, visions in your mind come flooding in, and it's death all around you, but the one that gets you is you see Elkwood dead.
She just phantasmal killed my ass.
Yeah.
Holy shit, this is bad. This is really bad.
Glad you spent the hero point, because if you would have failed, you could have just... If you failed a fortitude save, you would have died, brother.
Yeah. We're also dealing with somebody who can cast phantasmal killer. This is bad.
So, it is going to be... roll some dice. So you're taking half damage because you succeeded.
I haven't used that spell since Krieg. Rest in peace.
That's going to be 15 points of damage.
Oof. Ow. Not bad.
You're only frightened one here.
No, I'm not, because I'm in Thorn's radius.
Ah, yes.
I know paladin shit.
No, it's at the end of my turn, your frightened condition will go down.
Kelly, shut the fuck up.
actually.
You're not the paladin boy, I am.
I'm the paladin now.
I looked at Nolly's, because Nolly, you have that inspiring presence, but it only gives a +2 to fear effect, so wouldn't have turned it into a crit. But that was her turn. That was the warden's turn. Comes to Sir Thorn.
All right, Sir Thorn is just gonna attack her a bunch. I mean, that's all I can do. Sure can.
Spam that attack button. By the way, this is what I do every time.
Oh, man. Nails. 39.
Oh, my gosh.
Only because the rules say that she's off guard to Laria and Mialari, but not you.
Let's see. Can I even move into flanking?
Not really.
You push Mialari out of the way. You're like, oh,
move. But it is a regular hit, though.
Okay. Oh, really good damage, too. Jeez.
What's a lance? D8s or?
2d8.
D6s.
2d8s.
I think it's d8. Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
21 damage.
Okay.
And just nat 20 here, please.
All right.
I mean, that's what John does.
I was going to say that's what I normally do too, but then he didn't get a crit.
That'd be a miss. And I think I will, my last action. I think I'm going to block the door. So I'm going to take a step back and stand directly in the door.
Okay. Laria.
So how many people have you caught with that thing? And then she's going to punch the living crap out of this vile woman. Let's see. Oh, goodness. 18 on the die. So that... let's see. 18 plus 20. So that's a 38. And I am in flanking.
Okay. So 38 with her being off guard, that does make it a crit.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
So alright, so Laria, God, I have to keep opening up here. I keep closing it all the freaking time. I gotta stop doing that. So
I just leave that shit open.
My screen's only so big.
Get two monitors, loser.
I do. My other monitor is filled. So that was 30 points of damage, just straight up without the sneak attack.
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah, rolling fantastic well, and 26 sneak attack damage.
Ooh!
That's doubled.
Damn.
And what would you say? Blinded would probably be better? I'm thinking.
Yeah, Blinded's gonna be pretty useful.
Oh yeah,
she
does same thing. She jumps in the air.
Jesus, Tim, calm down.
No, calm down, Tim.
Sneak attack, brother. Sneak attack.
Yeah. So she jumps in the air and does the same thing. Just punches the back of this woman's head and just rattles her.
Amazing.
Like load there.
So
that one ability is going to be the most overpowered thing in this whole.
Crit.
Which you haven't seemed to have a problem with.
Now, I mean, I'm also in flanking. I'm taking advantage of a lot of things here.
Yeah.
You guys are
playing to the abilities that were intended. So yeah.
Yes.
So
second is 20. Assuming that's finesse. A 30 to hit.
30 is that's going to be a regular hit that time.
Regular hit. I mean that's. Damage. Alright. 2d6. 13 plus 2d8. Oh, low damage. 19 points of damage.
Okay. 19 total?
Yes.
Okay, 19. So is it only 6 from the sneak attack then?
And five. Well, it was 14 from the regular damage and 5 from the sneak attack.
Oh, okay.
So 19.
So, got it. Okay.
Right. Last.
If Laria wants to spend her last action to give me aid, I could get a +2 on my attack.
Would that work in that way?
Yeah, you can use aid to aid an attack.
Oh, as a reaction. Oh, yeah. Then I'll do that then. That like the last thing that she'll set up and like just point like, all right, I'm ready for you. Just aim for this spot.
just point at her head. Right about there.
Like she's like posing. Like she can't see. Do it.
You know, the Will Smith meme where he's like motioning to something.
Yeah.
It's like just that to her head. Okay. Nolly, it is your turn.
All right. So Nolly getting the tip that the enemy is blind. Okay. Did you roll your aid by chance?
Is that yet? Just a regular strike damage, I guess?
It would be, yeah, it'd be attack against AC.
Then that would be 30.
So 30, so it'd be success.
So crit success. So I get a +2, which is good because I need it. I don't even know if that's like, going to do it, though. That's only, a 26.
26. She's off guard to you because she's blind.
Yeah.
But blind. I don't think that... I don't think it lowers it any more than that, so unfortunately not. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try. And I have to load, right? I have to load and then...
Yep.
Try again.
Okay.
The good thing about something like that is that you never have to worry about doing the full map. Because, like, you can't do it.
Yeah. 28?
28. That oddly is a hit with off guard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, sheesh. Okay, so
you had to adjust for the wind inside the building.
Wind's ripping through here.
I mean, old
door. Close that door. It's throwing off my shots.
Yeah. Lashing rain is too much. Let's see. I get the sneak attack, which is awesome. So. Gosh, so many dice.
You're getting a sneak attack with that thing.
Right. 21 plus 7, so 28 points of damage.
Your character does such a stupid amount of damage.
It's 2d10 and then 3d6 when I'm doing sneak attack. Yep. It's amazing.
You're just like a tiny little turret that we need to keep around with us.
Yeah, tower defense. Put me in, coach.
Alright, Mialari, it is your turn.
Okay, I am currently judging Kelly for his poor tank placement, because we are now conveniently outside of his retributive strike range.
I'm 15 feet away. I don't have. You only have 10 feet of reach. Retributive strike.
You don't. I'm like 90% sure you do.
I have liberating step. I'm a different kind of champion.
That's correct. We're still out of range.
You're in my
wrong. I was gonna say if there's still the R. He has reactive strike, but not.
Well, it's funnier if I keep my stance where I am. So I'm just going to strike.
Acting like I don't know my character. How dare you, John? How dare you, sir?
Okay. Well, I'll make it up to you because that's definitely going to be a crit because I was an 18 on the die. All
right. She has 14 hit points left, so...
She's
dead.
I was going to say
she's
that. I would find it very, very weird if you rolled
all
solo.
Ones.
It's all ones.
It's all ones.
Oh, man, we're splinter selling this bitch.
This is so funny.
I'll roll damage
awesome.
Just for the fun of
so
it.
So she goes down with the stab from your rapier. Because the door's still open, you hear all of a sudden.
No, I thought Sir Thorne closed
the door. I stood in
not?
The door.
Oh, well.
You hear what sounds like a door outside open and close, and then you hear, "Where the fuck did they go?"
I will gently and slowly close the door.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.